Hello and welcome along to one in a series of podcasts from MyPA. In this introductory podcast, we're going to be speaking to Managing Director and Founder of MyPA, Julie Farmer, as we find out about who MyPA are, what they do, and most importantly, how they can save you both time and money. And we'll also be taking this opportunity to catch up with one of their clients. But first up, let's find out from Julie who and what are MyPA.
My name is Julie Farmer and I run MyPA Virtual Services. We provide virtual administrative and secretarial support for small and medium-sized businesses. We've been doing this since about 2002 and find that it is a growing field in the United Kingdom.
What exactly is a virtual PA?
Being a virtual assistant started over in America in the late 1980s, but came over to the UK in the late 1990s and it's just grown from strength to strength. Started off offering concierge services like her and most of the other virtual assistant businesses, but for MyPA, we've been driven more down the business route.
So, Julie, what type of businesses work with you and how are you a benefit?
One of the advantages of working with a virtual assistant is that a lot of our clients can dip in and out of what we do. So a lot of our clients are in an expansion phase. So the type of clients that we're looking at, you're looking at plumbers, you're looking at people who are artistic. So they know a particular craft, they know how to do that. But when it comes down to office administration, they actually don't have the experience. And the simple analogy is one of our clients is a plumber. He's very good at installing boilers. He's very good at stopping leaks and anything like that. You need a plumber. He's your man. But to get him to go in and do his paperwork, to do his bank reconciliation, basic bookkeeping, he's just not interested, which is where we come in and help him out on that. It works for him because that means his time is now spent going out earning more than what he would actually charge us.
So to clarify that, your cost to a business is less than the cost of those businesses using their own time.
I've got another client who is an artist, very renowned in his field. We spent a lot of time making sure that his business is working correctly. We did a small exercise with him and actually worked out that using MyPA, he's actually saved more. He's actually spent on using our services.
How did you save him money?
Through very simple things like renegotiating his business rates, renegotiating his mobile telephone rates, and talking with some of his suppliers, saying, you know, the expenses that he was having were far too much. So we just came in, were able to negotiate all of those. His bills went down and easily covered our costs.
If you can save businesses money, it's easy to see why virtual PA services have grown so much over the last 5 years. But what about the alternative of just hiring a new member of staff? Surely that's more cost effective.
Previously, when any business started up, it was very much, I provide a product or a service, I'm going to go out, I'm going to specialise in that, which was absolutely brilliant, and they did. One of the overheads that every business had is that they needed to make sure their secretarial and administrative support was undertaken. So a lot of small businesses took somebody on a part-time basis. Now, if you take somebody on, that's great for a business. However, you've still got to pay your national insurance, you've still got to pay your holiday pay. If they're sick, you've still got to cover that. So there are a lot of hidden expenses in employing somebody. Using a virtual assistant, whether it's MyPA or somebody else, you don't have that overhead.
As I mentioned earlier, let's now take this opportunity to catch up with one of MyPA's clients. How do they actually help you?
They provide the back office secretarial support, they take the phone calls. I'm out on the road a lot, so I don't always have access to some of the facilities or my mail, for example. So if I'm on a two-week business trip, they'll scan all my mail and send it to me. They do my books with qualified bookkeepers. There's a lot of bookkeepers out there that aren't qualified, so I was very keen that this done properly. They keep track of the tax man for me, which is invaluable, and make sure that I'm legal. So generally speaking, it happens invisibly, and that's, I think, the greatest compliment I can pay to it.
A good example of the types of tasks that MyPA do. But do MyPA offer benefits to other areas of the client's business?
Yeah, very much so. And it also gives the opportunity for a small business to expand. A lot of time we found with our clients, before they came to us, they had about 20 hours when they were working on their business. They were providing the product. The other 20 hours were actually sitting in the office making sure that their paperwork was in order, making sure they paid their bills. When they've handed that over to us, it means that they can go out and they can expand. A lot of our clients working with us within 2 to 3 months then start to think on taking about an apprentice or taking somebody else on. After that, they just fly. They know their office work is being taken care of. They can concentrate on what they do best. We concentrate on what we do best, and together their business grows, as does ours. It's a mutually beneficial relationship.
That's a great way to describe working with MyPA, a mutually beneficial relationship. To find out more about MyPA and how they can help your business, visit www.mypabusiness.com or give Julie a ring on 0845 859 1720. That's 0845 859 1720. One thing's for sure, she'll definitely pick up the phone.
This audio was mixed by Earful Productions.